Center in News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Jennifer King says, looking back at 2023, it was a rough year for some lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
With Republicans taking the House majority, the 118th Congress started with a spectacle.
The House of Representatives failed to organize on opening day.
It took 15 rounds to elect House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It was 10 months before he was ousted, driven out by more conservative members in part for supporting a resolution to keep the government's finances afloat. After 3 weeks of contention, Mike Johnson of Louisiana won the gavel.
The People's House is back in business.
The Senate and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell seemed frozen too at times.
And a string of...
Jennifer King, Washington.
With the Israel-Hamas war still raging, one American businessman has just returned from the Holy Land, marveling at what he says is the strength and resilience of Israelis that he met. Clem Boyd, an executive with Infinity Concepts, that's a Christian public relations agency based in Pittsburgh, told the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com that Israelis seem to have great faith in their country's future despite their current hardships.
There's fortitude and resilience. They have hope. We visited Rambam Hospital. They've built 3 floors underground so they can care for patients.
Boyd says both men and women still grappling with the results of the Hamas terrorist attack are still showing a lot of optimism and resolve. The holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers this year than last. Devonna Gordon caught a flight at John Glenn Columbus International Airport in Ohio.
Headed to warmer temperatures, getting out the cold, and feeling really good. It's going to be a good holiday.
Airlines have canceled just 1.2% of U.S. flights so far this year. That's the lowest rate in 5 years. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on the war in Gaza. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, 83% of believers in this country agree that, quote, Israel must take bold measures to defend itself against Hamas' decades-long campaign of terrorism. 88% also feel that Israelis have the right to determine their own statehood and government. The survey also finds that most Christians have sympathy for Palestinian civilians and do not believe that they support Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The big defense bill that passed Congress this month is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans that would have restricted sex change operations for service members on the taxpayer's dime, but also failed to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, which allows reimbursement for travel expenses when a service member goes out of state to get an abortion. This is SRN News. A Congressional Oversight Committee has launched an investigation into the V-22 Osprey program.
It follows a deadly crash in Japan which killed 8 Air Force Special Operations service members. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following the November 29th crash, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in Osprey crashes over the lifespan of the program. 20 of those deaths occurred in 4 crashes over the last 20 months. The Osprey is a fast-moving airframe that can fly both like a helicopter and an airplane. But its many crashes have led critics to warn it has fatal design flaws. Keith Peters reporting.
An influential policing think tank is pushing law enforcement agencies to change how they handle body camera footage after police shootings, saying officers should not be able to review the video before making their first statements to investigators. More on these stories at srnnews.com.